Let's talk about the science of pricing your products and services to supersize and grow your business. Sharon Hornelson here. And our topic today is pricing, pricing strategies, psychology of pricing, and how we want to tap into that to grow and build and supersize our business. So often, almost 90% of the time when I work with a new client or new customer, we discover that they have huge opportunities in the area of pricing and offering their products and services to people in order to grow and build and supersize their business. Now, keep in mind that pricing, the most important factor of pricing is perceived value by the customer, not of the customer, but by the customer. What does the customer think about, feel about, and believe about your products and services? We want to focus on quality. We want to focus on exclusivity. We want to focus on our brand reputation, because those are the things that will impact our clients or potential customers and clients the most. So what are some ways we go about doing that? Well, we can leverage psychological pricing technology and techniques that a lot of businesses have used, with some with great success. Things like the power of anchoring. The first thing you mention to a client or customer is the first thing that they'll remember, and they will anchor that in their mind to everything else that you say after that. That's a psychological way of remembering. Mention the thing that is most important and most valuable to the customer first. Secondly, decoy pricing. Decoy pricing is when you introduce a third option or a different option than you've talked about before when you're talking to someone or when you're presenting it even on your website. And you can have a third option that's less attractive than the one that you really want them to take advantage of. I see that a lot in high ticket sales. And high ticket products and services. The people marketing or the attractive character for the organization will present, or the commercial, or if it's a paid advertising or something, will demonstrate and present all of the things that are included in the offer that they want. And then they'll offer either an upsell or a downsell, meaning a less expensive version of that product, but it takes out some of the key things that you would probably want if you were taking advantage of the product or service. Charm pricing, I think we all know about this. It's when in the offline world, and Walmart is famous for this, and so are many other retailers, ending all of their prices in either a 9 or a 7. Sometimes they'll end it in a 5. But if something costs $9.95, $9.97, or $9.99, psychologically, we think it's less expensive than $10. It's $10, right? By the time you add tax, it's over $10, depending on where you live. But psychologically, we think, oh, we're getting a deal because it's under $10, or it's under $5, or it's under $100, et cetera. There's a huge bump in our sales and in our moving products and services when we use that type of pricing. I've tested it a lot in my businesses and in different businesses as well, and it makes a huge difference. Then there's dynamic pricing, and that is when we use data to determine when we can actually charge different prices for our products and services. There's certain times of year, there's certain times that different customers will pay more, and that I think is used more in retail or e-commerce and things where you're adjusting your pricing based on demand for that pricing. And that takes a lot of data analysis. But nowadays with AI and other tools and technologies, it's pretty easy to use that. I have never used personally dynamic pricing. Some of my clients have, but to me, I like to keep things simple, so I don't want to mess with my pricing a lot. But I also have used, not decoy pricing, but I offer different levels and different tiers and different packages based on access or exclusivity, quality, done for you, personal time, et cetera, hands-on accountability and things. Different packages and different levels of service garner different pricing. So what are some pricing models that you can use in your business? Number one, you can use the cost plus model. I grew up in manufacturing, so a lot of what we did was cost plus a percentage that we wanted to make in markup and profits. A lot of times it was a multiplier, not just a cost plus. It was cost times 3 or cost times, there's industries it's cost times 10. I've been involved in both retail and manufacturing industries where it's at least cost times a multiple versus just cost plus different expenses and things that you like overhead to take into account. That one ensures that we're profitable, but it isn't necessarily the best model given that we're wanting to take into account customer value, perceived value, more than just what it costs us to make things. Because guess what? If it costs us more to make something and deliver it to our customers than they think it's worth, they're not going to buy it. And that we might have the best widget in the world, but if our customer doesn't know that and doesn't think it and doesn't believe it and doesn't trust us, we're going to have a whole warehouse full of widgets that we can't sell. And then finally, there's, of course, competitive pricing where, I got one more too, but competitive pricing is when we pay attention to what's going on in the marketplace and we change our prices based on supply and demand. This is kind of the old school way of pricing, and we see it a lot for commodities. Think stock market, think any kind of a commodity, corn, wheat, soybeans, eggs, dairy. Probably meat does that too, like different forms of meat. Food industry, which is where I'm from too, does that a lot, where our prices go up and down every single week for supplies as well as other things. And then there's value-based pricing, where we consider our customers' pain points. We consider their perceived value, and we consider the unique benefits that we offer to them through our products and services, and we determine our price that way. And all of these take a little testing and tweaking, right? You just don't throw it out there at $97 and think you're going to sell a billion when you haven't done any research to find out if your desired customers think that $97 is a great value for that, or, you know, $25,000 or $50,000, whatever your price point is. So I'd love to know your thoughts on pricing. How do you price your products? What's your current pricing strategy? And do you ever explore or think about different ways of pricing? Share in the comments below so we can learn from one another. And I will, of course, be with you tomorrow. Have a fantastic day.